The World's Greatest Mysteries.
Over here, at the bottom of these steps. Watch your feet. Oh, there's blood everywhere.
Blimey, what a mess. She's been cut to pieces. It's the work of a madman, that's for sure.
I don't know who it is. She's been done over proper, I can tell you.
Now, come along, you lot. Move along now. Really? Haven't you all got homes to go to?
On a stifling summer's night in 1881, amongst the dingy streets and dark alleys of London's East End, began a sequence of the most gruesome murders. As each victim was brutally hacked to pieces, no one knew who would next fall prey to the world's most infamous murderer, Jack the Ripper.
Hello, darling. Buy a nice girl a little drink, then.
Some other time. Must be on my way.
How about you, sir, hey? You look an handsome sort. Here, why don't we step into this little alley, eh? Bit cosier here. Now, let's have a look at you. Oh, you're not going to keep that cloak over your face all night, are you? Now, just a minute. Let go of my arm. You're hurting me. Oh, my God! No! No!
It was the most horrible thing you've ever seen, sir. This makes it the third one now. But no one ever sees or hears anything. The murderer suddenly appears, does his dreadful deed, and vanishes. There's no description, no clues, nothing. I've been a policeman for 20 years, but it fair turned your stomach, I can tell you.
You're the detective in charge. My editor needs a story. So, any ideas who did it?
You can put this in your newspaper. Only a madman could have done it. A ruthless, savage madman. Someone who really enjoys slashing and cutting up the poor girls. No one's safe. He could strike again at any moment.
Rumors swept through the crowded streets and squalid dwellings. Was it a foreign seaman? A mad doctor? A butcher? Even a policeman? Was nobody safe from suspicion?
Good to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. As the police pathologist for this case, I must tell the court I have never seen such a horrible assault. First, the throat was slit most skillfully. Then, even before the victim was dead, the body was carved into pieces. She was ripped about in such a manner that only a person skilled in the use of a knife could have achieved.
By now, the perpetrator of these murders was both popularly and officially known as Jack the Ripper. Still, the rumors spread. Was it an eminent but failed barrister? A convicted murderer? A royal physician? And most fantastic of all, could it have been the Duke of Clarence, Queen Victoria's eldest grandson? We shall probably never know whether there was a great cover-up of a well-known figure in Victorian society, but we can be sure that the ghost of Jack the Ripper will forever haunt the streets of London. The mysteries of the sea are many and baffling, as one Captain Moorhouse of the brigantine Dei Gratia found.
Ship's log, 4th day of November, in the year of our Lord, 1872. We are today exceedingly puzzled. Indeed, some of the crew speak of a curse. But we have encountered an extraordinary sight. A brigantine with sails set, but in tatters, the ship lurching from one course to another, as if the helmsman had partaken of too much liquor. As she drew closer, we saw that there was no one at the wheel. In fact, there was no one on deck at all.
Brig ahoy! Brig ahoy!
What name, bo'sun? Where's she from?
New York, Captain. She's the Mary Celeste. There ain't a single sign of life.
First and second mate made a most thorough search of the ship. Below decks, everything is in perfect order. But it is exceedingly mysterious. The crew's quarters are tidy and shipshape. A child's toys are neatly stowed away. There is a meal, half-eaten, on the table. There is not a single trace of the captain and crew. No clue, no sign, nothing. Marie Celeste is a ghost ship.
Everyone was completely baffled. How had the Marie Celeste managed to sail 500 miles since it had left New York 10 days before? Arguments raged on after the inquiry. Had the crew been captured by pirates, seized by a giant squid, perished from yellow fever, marooned on an iceberg? Or had the captain gone completely mad and abandoned the ship? What happened to the occupants of the Marie Celeste will never be known. The secret lies with many others buried far below the surface of the sea.
On the port bow! A monster from the deep! All hands on deck!
For as long as mariners have sailed the oceans, they have returned with stories of sea monsters and devils of the deeps. As early as 1638, sea serpents were seen off the coast of Boston, Massachusetts. But in 1817, no fewer than 11 eyewitnesses gave sworn testimony to a terrifying monster.
It was nigh on 70 feet long, dark brown and snake-like, with hideous head shaped like a huge turtle. It made its way through the water with great speed.
Sea dog's tales, you may well say. But when the captain and crew of the British warship Daedalus sighted a shaggy monster off the coast of Africa in 1848, a full report was made to the Admiralty. Would an experienced captain of the Royal Navy make up such a tale?
The serpent kept head and shoulders about 4 feet out of the water. It was at least 60 feet in length. It had no fins, but something like the mane of a horse washed about its back.
A clergyman fishing in northwest Scotland encountered a hideous long-necked monster 80 feet long. At Llandudno in North Wales, a solicitor and a justice of the inquiry had the crew been captured by pirates, seized by a giant squid, perished from yellow fever, marooned on an iceberg, or had the captain gone completely mad and abandoned the ship? What happened to the occupants of the Marie Celeste will never be known. The secret lies with many others buried far below the surface of the sea.
From the deep! All hands on deck!
For as long as mariners have sailed the oceans, they have returned with stories of sea monsters and devils of the deeps. As early as 1638, sea serpents were seen off the coast of Boston, Massachusetts. But in 1817, no fewer than 11 eyewitnesses gave sworn testimony to a terrifying monster.
It was nigh on 70 feet long. Dark brown and snake-like, with hideous head shaped like a huge turtle, and it made its way through the water with great speed.
Sea dog's tales, you may well say. But when the captain and crew of the British warship Daedalus sighted a shaggy monster off the coast of Africa in 1848, a full report was made to the Admiralty. Would an experienced captain of the Royal Navy make up such a tale?
The serpent kept head and shoulders about 4 feet out of the water. It was at least 60 feet in length. It had no fins, but something like the mane of a horse washed about its back.
A clergyman fishing in northwest Scotland encountered a hideous long-necked monster 80 feet long. At Llandudno in North Wales, a solicitor and a justice...
One for me!
A single sign of life!
The first and second mate made a most thorough search of the ship. Below decks, everything is in perfect order. But it is exceedingly mysterious. The crew's quarters are tidy and shipshape. A child's toys are neatly stowed away. There is a meal, half-eaten, on the table. There is not a single trace of the captain and crew. No clue, no sign, nothing. The Marie Celeste is a ghost ship.
Everyone was completely baffled. How had the Mary Celeste managed to sail 500 miles since it had left New York 10 days before? Arguments raged on after these saw a dark, undulating creature as big as a steamer crossing the bay. In different parts of the world, similar creatures have appeared to terrorize and sometimes attack witnesses. One of the most fantastic occurred off the California coast in 1962, where five U.S. Air Force divers were working from a floating pontoon.
Okay, boys, we'll take a break now. Nothing we can do until this damn fog lifts.
Can you smell anything, Chuck? There's something real bad around here.
Oh, it'll just be a hunk of rotting fish. Or your socks, maybe.
Oh, my God! Look out!
Oh! It's right above us! It's huge!
Only one of the five divers survived. The other four were dragged under, screaming, by a huge and slimy creature. Today, these monsters still lurk below the surface, as much a mystery now as when they first appeared.
Just take another sip of water. You will be all right.
But it was incredible.
Nicholas sighted a shaggy monster off the coast of Africa in 1848. A full report was made to the Admiralty. Would an experienced captain of the Royal Navy make up such a tale?
The serpent kept head and shoulders about 4 feet out of the water. It was at least 60 feet in length. It had no fins, but something like the mane of a horse washed about its back.
A clergyman fishing in northwest Scotland encountered a hideous long-necked monster 80 feet long. At Llandudno in North Wales, a solicitor and a justice of...
One for me!
A single sign of life!
The first and second mate made a most thorough search of the ship. Below decks, everything is in perfect order. But it is exceedingly mysterious. The crew's quarters are tidy and shipshape. A child's toys are neatly stowed away. There is a meal, half eaten, on the...
One for me!
There is not a single trace of the captain and crew. No clue, no sign, nothing. Marie Celeste is a ghost ship.
Everyone was completely baffled. How had the Marie Celeste managed to sail 500 miles since it had left New York 10 days before? Arguments raged on after these saw a dark, undulating creature as big as a steamer crossing the bay. In different parts of the world, similar creatures have appeared to terrorize and sometimes attack witnesses. One of the most fantastic occurred off the California coast in 1962, where five U.S. Air Force divers were working from a floating pontoon.
Okay, boys, we'll take a break now. Nothing we can do until this damn fog lifts.
Can you smell anything, Chuck? There's something real bad around here.
Oh, it'll just be a hunk of rotting fish. Or your socks, maybe.
Oh, my God! Look out!
Oh! It's right above us! It's huge!
Only one of the five divers survived. The other four were dragged under, screaming, by a huge and slimy creature. Today, these monsters still lurk below the surface, as much a mystery now as when they first appeared.
Just take another sip of water. You will be all right.
But it was incredible.
Nicholas sighted a shaggy monster off the coast of Africa in 1848. A full report was made to the Admiralty. Would an experienced captain of the Royal Navy make up such a tale?
The serpent kept head and shoulders about 4 feet out of the water. It was at least 60 feet in length. It had no fins, but...
The masts and spars eerily aglow as it sails silent and ghost-like. Then suddenly disappears without a trace. In the 17th century, an unscrupulous, greedy Dutchman, Captain Hendrik van Dekken, set sail from Amsterdam to make his fortune in the East Indies. All went smoothly until rounding the Cape of Good Hope, a fierce storm blew up, ripping his sails to shreds and battering the ship for days on end.
What can we do? Is there no way out of this terrible storm? Are we doomed to perish in these dreadful seas? I'll do anything to get out of this hell!
Captain, you call for my help. Here I am.
What's this? We are finished!
If you follow me, I can stop this storm.
I will do anything to get out of this misery! But tell me, who are you and what do you want of me?
Captain, you know I am the devil. I can save you, but first, you must challenge God's will and sail your ship straight into the eye of the storm.
I will obey!
Take heed, foolish seafarer. If you challenge God's will, then you shall never rest in peace again. You and your ship shall roam the seas ceaselessly until Judgment Day.
But the captain had sold his soul for safety, and so the Flying Dutchman was doomed to sail on forever, a ghostly apparition that still sends shivers down a sailor's spine.